It's that time of the day again. Well, I'm actually here today. As this music was opening, I started thinking about an old Disney movie. I remember the other day I told you that my doctor's office is expecting me to mail a special package in to the laboratory. And as this music was opening and I realized what we're going to talk about for a short while today, I could have opened this thing up with a piece of music from an old Disney movie, Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. But it's spelled just a little bit differently. Good evening, Jeff Bennett here. I, first of all, want to apologize for not being here last night. My sleeping habits are a mess. And I think I had slept for 3.5 hours in the previous day and a half plus. A lot of stuff going on, and time allowing, a little bit later in the program, I'll share with you a part of what's up, and working overtime on websites and doing some updates to 4 out of the 5. And it's a lengthy and very grueling project, but I'm extremely satisfied with the results so far. Few little changes and some looks on a couple of the websites, relatively minor, but anyway, Jeff Bennett here on the edge to health with you. Last couple of weeks I've mentioned that one of the issues I want to talk about is colon cancer, defined as tumorous growths that show up on a person's large intestine. Within this country, it's the third most popular type of cancer, third highest cause around cancer-related fatalities. And yet the silver lining to all of this is thanks to advancements in screening and diagnosis and treatments, there's been a steady and increasing survival rate amongst this very type of cancer. Now, notice nowhere in that paragraph, which I've just shared with you, does it make any reference to curing? It's illegal to cure cancer in this country. Did you know that? Do you know why that is? Well, it's simple. I've shared this with you before. There are multiple cures for cancer all over the world. But they infect or suppress because cancer is worth $200 billion a year. Now, what that means is, in order for you to put yourself in a position of health, it's up to you. Your doctor ain't gonna do it. Big Pharma ain't gonna do it. The AMA, or sometimes I refer to as the American Murder Association, they're not going to do it. There's too many shekels in it. And what's the difference? If you kick the bucket, there'll be another sucker standing in line knocking on the door. All right, let's move on and talk about colon cancer. Let's talk about the signs, the symptoms, the various stages, the treatments, and most importantly, some of the causes. Ongoing screenings are encouraged for those who are 50 years old and higher. I am 72 plus. I have never had a colon screening, nor do I expect to ever have one. If I kick the bucket, so be it. There are things I do to combat it. Now, lately, I've been pretty dang tired, so I don't know what the heck I'm doing. As I mentioned earlier, colon cancer deals with large intestines, generally begins with polyps within the intestine's wall. Symptoms sometimes do not emerge until later stages. And if it occurs, gastrointestinal issues can pop up. And so, as with any condition, being tuned into the symptoms early on is a key factor to fighting the battle of colon cancer. But unfortunately, there's generally no signs or symptoms during the early stages of colon cancer, but as the illness progresses, victims will notice some of the following. Notice I don't call them patients. What I'm sharing with you uses the word patients. I don't. Victims. Here's some of the symptoms. Constipation or diarrhea. A person's stool consistency will change where narrow or loose stools develop. Patients will notice blood in their stool or rectal bleeding. Maybe you'll have bloating or gas, abdominal pains. Cramps can develop. Patients feel a pain sensation during bowel movements. Patients will feel a constant need to poop. Continual fatigue and weakness. Weight loss that's unexplained. The development of irritable bowel syndrome or IBS may occur. Anemia, iron deficiency. Two of those things I find interesting. Weight loss, it's unexplained. Well, that's one I'm not dealing with. The last time I had weight loss and a flat tummy is when I was overhauling my son's house 5 years ago. And I became stronger and stronger. Fatigue and weakness? I don't deny that fact. I'm dealing with that one for many other reasons than wet, sloppy poop. Oh, I should mention that if cancer should spread to another part of the body, patients will see additional symptoms pop up in that new region. A person's liver generally tends to be the common affected area. Well, there's five different stages when it comes to colon cancer. Each one dependent upon how much the illness is spread. Stage zero. Zero? Okay. This marks the earliest stage of colon cancer, referred to as a carcinoma in situ, which means the cancer is not grown any more than the colon's inner layer. In stage one, it signifies the illness has grown to the next layer of tissue, however, has not reached the other organs or the lymph nodes. Stage two, during this stage, the cancer has hit the outer layers of a person's colon, but has not yet gone beyond that point. Stage three, that indicates the cancer has moved through the colon's layers, has hit one of three lymph nodes, but has not yet hit other regions of the body. Good for you. Got a note from Sally up in Alaska, says she cured her polyps with flax and psyllium and has been polyp-free for 10 years. See? I knew as a freshman in high school, the name Sally meant so much to me and still does all these many years later. Thank you, Sally. You got a great name. Alaska's a cool place to go to. My good friend up in New York, Ivan, is desperately trying to get the hell out of New York because he's got a place to move to in Alaska, which I have been to. And I can't think of the name of the town right now. Sitka. Now somebody's buzzing me. Oh, man. This looks like this could be an interesting program. I'm getting notes popping up all over the place. Maybe I need to do some what? Eh? Some tummy tucks. Yeah, well, whatever works. Hey, I have no problem doing number two, so that's not an issue, you know. Stage four. I guess we hit that one already. Stage means that, and by the way, congratulations, Sally. That is really superb to hear. If you have any written information about those issues, although I'll do some research later, please feel free to go to one of my websites and send any links down you've got. I'll make use out of every bit of it. I find it important to share all these things, and drkelly.info is one of the sites we're doing some minor changes with. Haven't even really begun it yet on that site. And once again, we'll talk about some of those changes a little bit later. It has to do with some very, very old archives of mine that I've come across, and I think I've teased you all about it. So, stage four, cancer spread beyond the colon's wall, hit other tissues. As the stage wears on, the cancer spreads to other areas of the body. Duh. Let's talk about some of the treatment, at least that's most well-known, and one of them we're going to be talking about in depth later in this program. The most common treatments for colon cancer include, gag me, chemotherapy, radiation, surgery, all the things that Dr. Kelly taught us are of no benefit. And yet the type of treatment patients choose depends heavily on the stage of cancer they're at, their health, their age, as well as other additional factors. Main goal of the treatment is to remove the cancerous growths to relieve the painful symptoms of the disease. We're going to try to give you a bit of an overview of the different colon cancer treatments that are most commonly available. Of course, that's because your doctor is going to make sure you know of each one of these. There's a colectomy. It's a surgery treatment option. It removes either all or part of the colon where the cancer resides. Generally, lymph nodes close by are also removed. Healthy part of the colon is either attached to a stoma or reattached to the rectum. Of course, all of this depends on the scope of the colectomy. Then there's a colostomy. The colon cancer surgery treatment involves removing the lower part of the colon. Then there's the endoscopy, or endoscopy. This is a type of colon cancer surgery where the localized or smaller growths are removed. There's a laparoscopic. Doctors use numerous small incisions within the abdomen area. Might be the treatment needed when it comes to getting rid of larger polyps. Of course, then there's the palliative. Surgery relieves symptoms for those who have advanced or untreatable colon cancer. The goal is to release colon blockage to alleviate bleeding, pain, or any other symptoms. I'm going to suspect that a good quality bottle of scotch or bourbon or some other such liquid could assist in those areas as well. But then, you see, they'd rather take you from surgery directly to chemotherapy. Oh, yeah. You know, you can talk chemo all you want, but there's no doubt about it. Chemo is going to be on the menu for us here today. Chemotherapy involves administering chemicals that can restrict the cell division process to kill cancer cells. This treatment targets any rapidly dividing cells, healthy or cancerous. And yet the healthy ones do recover from the chemo when the cancer cells simply cannot. The healthy ones recover from the chemo. My question would be how? Given the fact that chemo, typically along with radiation, kills all the good cells in your body in one form or the other. So whatever's left will eventually become diseased in some other forms. Chemo is generally the treatment used for most cancers because it travels through the whole body. Treatments are done in cycles. Therefore, there's a good chunk of time between doses for the body to heal. Chemo can be and is often mixed with other treatments to battle colon cancer. Of course, there are side effects of chemotherapy, which include hair loss, fatigue, nausea, vomiting, and ultimately death. Radiation. That's a treatment which is aimed to get rid of cancer cells via high-energy radioactive gamma rays. Well, all that's disappearing. I mean, over these past 6-7 months or so, we hear of no one dying of cancer, no one's dying from heart attacks. They're all dying of COVID. Oh, but let's see, we're going to get rid of cancer cells with high-energy radioactive gamma rays. Oh, like a 5G cell phone that you can't take away from your damned ears. Well, gamma rays are produced from high-energy X-rays or metals such as radium. Sometimes radiations are used hand-in-hand with other treatments or as a standalone. And yet, most times those treatments are not used until later stages. And then they're usually mixed with chemotherapy. Because you can be facing unbelievable side effects from radiation. Subtle changes in your skin that resemble a suntan or a burn. Nausea, vomiting, fatigue, diarrhea, weight loss. And, of course, then most side effects stick around for some weeks or longer after treatment completion. I didn't know that they ever completed it. I thought they'd keep you on one or the other or both just to keep their shekels coming in. Well, there's causes to all of this, you know. Body cells follow a cycle around growth, division, death. In cancer cases, cells begin to grow and divide in an uncontrollable manner, and they don't seem to die. Colon cancer stems from benign or non-cancerous tumors referred to as adenomatous polyps, which develop on the large intestine's inner walls. Cancer cells can spread to other parts of the body via the lymph systems and the blood. And these cancer cells are able to grow and to spread to nearby healthy tissue and then eventually through the body, which is when the patient's condition becomes more serious and hard to treat. Treat. There's that word again. As in trichor? Yeah. While the root of colon cancer is unknown, there are some key risk factors, and they do include the polyps. The colon cancer typically originates from precancerous polyps that are in a person's large intestine. There's two common types. Adenomas, which can look like the colon's normal lining, and yet under a microscope appear quite different. They also can turn cancerous. Then there's the hyperplastic. Generally benign, rarely turn into colon cancer. Hyperplastic. Must be all that plastic we're eating, plastic food. But, you know, I went out to enjoy the company of one of my gals up at Denny's the other night. And I got a burger. I couldn't finish eating that burger. First of all, it wasn't well done enough. Not that I usually like well done meat, but there's something about a burger. It's a little dark on the outside. It's just got a different flavor to it. And I ate about halfway through this thing, and I started looking at this burger. It did not look like meat. It looked like those new veggie burger things, whatever the heck they are. And when I looked at it and realized what it appeared to look like, I couldn't eat it anymore. It had no flavor to it. They are the most blah restaurant in the world for the preparation and cooking of any food. There's no salt on it, no pepper, no spice, no nothing. They just take this piece of caca meat, which for all I know has been made out of cat carcasses anyway. It just looked horrible. Just yucky. Oh, by the way, there are types of polyps that can grow into malignant colon cancer as time wears on, if not damaged and killed through the treatment during its early stages. You know, killed through the treatment of chemotherapy, radiation, etc. Of course, now we've got some genetic issues. Genes. One of the risks around colon cancer is genetics, although many with the condition do not have a family history around the disease. Some individuals are simply born with genetic mutations, which increase their risk of getting cancer as they grow older. Age, of course, that is a key risk factor for the illness. In fact, approximately 91% of those diagnosed with colon cancer are over 50 years of age. I like it when they use the numbers. 91% of those diagnosed. Well, it gets interesting. Never hit a man on a mess. Oh, yes. Thank you. Okay, good. Thanks, Em. Here we go. Put them in front of a Betatron. I've seen that one. High energy electrons. Yeah, see, everybody's got 5G cell phones, man. You know, we got a school a half a mile down the road. They must have 3, 4, 5G towers up on their school playgrounds and on their in their parking lots and everywhere. These kids are all getting zapped. They're never going to live to be our age. And if they do, they're going to sound like I do on this show today, like a babbling idiot. It's not that I'm attempting to do that. These kind of conversations, as it were, the kind of things that I'm sharing with you, it's general information. They're not really giving any specific advice. No. What they're doing is sharing with us signs, symptoms, stages, treatments, of course, and causes. We've already covered the treatments. You know, the treatments are things like chemotherapy, radiation. Unbelievable. Lifestyle. Individuals who are smoke or are obese have life sedentary lifestyles. Oh, they're likely to develop colon cancer. Well, you know, the break comes along. I'm liable to go outside and check on the camel. Maybe take a look in the pot of old gold. Never mind. Maybe I'll get lucky. Diet's a key factor when it comes to risks about colon cancer, but diet's a key factor when it comes to all health risks. But in this case, the colon is a huge component of one's digestive system. Those who eat low in fiber but high in fat, or calories, or processed meats, red meats, consume excessive alcohol, increase their chances around developing colon cancer. Well, who's to say what's excessive? I mean, I tease about that, my friends, but that's far as it goes. I, frankly, don't really drink anymore. There was a time in my life I drank a lot. You know, my parents were both alcoholics. And I had this hatred of alcohol because of the way my stepfather would get when he drank too much. He'd get belligerent. He'd get antagonistic toward my mother, towards me. Not my sister for some reason. Who knows? No. You know, and so I just really wasn't into the whole alcohol thing. And then I went in the soy vee. I can tell you the night I had my first cigarette. I, first of all, was dating the daughter of the band leader, a German family, who would come around and play at our club, you know, a few nights, 3, 4, 5 nights, about once a month, once every 2 months. And Veronica and I became very close. I actually traveled with the family and had a marvelous time, just a good family. And really good time with them. And she and I had somewhat of a blow-up one night. Things just weren't going all that well. And she got kind of snotty and crappy, and I walked up to the bar and bought a pack of cigarettes. Had a couple of drinks. Didn't generally drink beer on base. That's something I would only do off base down at the clubs downtown. Kaiserslautern. I would pull up in front of the Bahnhof every night at 10:30 as the Johnny Carson's Tonight Show was coming on the radio. There was a time I was dating 21 different women. Every one of them knew each other. But it was kind of a weird deal. Separate issue. Who cares? Whether time's going to allow it tonight or not, we'll see. We're going to get into some things with some of the basic causes and characteristics of cancer. But given what we've been talking about, some of the treatments, and keep in mind, as we spoke of colon cancer, and that which I've shared with you is not published on drkelly.info at present time. And yet, there is another... Let me get to this thing. Hang on here. Ah, got to go here. That's right. There is another article on colon cancer that is currently posted, entitled The 10 Signs of Colon Cancer. Different article. There are some similarities. There's some other things that aren't similar at all. Okay. Chemotherapy shortens the lifespan of cancer victims. I think chemotherapy would shorten the lifespan of those who... happen to be near where the chemotherapy is being done. We're back to the radiation problems again. People just don't get it. They just don't get it. So let's talk about chemo for a short while. Professor Hardin B. Jones, medical physics and physiology in Berkeley, California. I'm getting all these notes. I don't know who these people are from. Unbelievable. So Professor Jones studied cancer patients for 25 years and announced at a Cancer Society seminar, get this, in 1969, that patients who were not treated with chemo live longer than those who are treated with it. Oh, my God, it sent shockwaves to the medical community who believed traditional treatment was better than nothing. No, nothing would be better than the treatment that they issue. Of course, another of Dr. Jones' discoveries was that breast cancer patients survive longer if left untreated than those treated with conventional therapies. Professor Dr. Jones stated thusly that people who refuse treatment live for an average, get this, of 12 and a half years. And those who accepted other kinds of treatment lived on an average of only 3 years. Wow. Ooh, Brother BB. Be back. A little bit more. Some other darkness. Over before it gets a chance to start. Oh! If it ain't here, maybe in the hereafter.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store. Or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3. What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company? And it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks.
When pigs fly!
The new Ease-Off Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The Ease-Off lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the Ease-Off? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com, EAZEOFF.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. Ease-Off.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. Ease-Off LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Listening to the wind, trying to hear the voice of a distant friend. Wishing you and I were close again. Listening to the wind. Listening to the breeze. As it whispers through the poplar trees. Do you think of me way back then? Do you listen to the wind?
What a song. Amazing.
Listening to...
The longer he's gone, the more I appreciate Merle Haggard.
Wishing we could hold and squeeze
just
each other tight.
Real human being. Not just an entertainer. A poet. Welcome back. The Edge. To Health With You. It is, after all, your choice. There's much in this life that you have choice of. The problem is that we're raised to believe that it's someone else's choice. The doc has been tuning into these programs. Yes, I've got a doctor who's practiced for 22 years. And he's become a regular listener. He says that two things. The air conditioning system of the chemo unit has to be separated from the rest of the hospital. Now think about that. But do you believe that that's what they're doing? Hell no. It's no different than these 5G towers. It's ridiculous. They want to put them up in every stinking neighborhood in this country. He says, 25 years ago, I had all the symptoms you mentioned regarding colon cancer, except for the weight loss. He said, when I asked the surgeon for the origin of the infection, he just could have cared less. Because they don't get paid for caring. They only get paid for giving you prescriptions and sending you to the hospital to get chemo and radiation and surgery and all the other good stuff. What are they doing with those organs they're taking out? You think they're grinding them up and serving at hamburgers at Denny's? Back to our commentary. What's going on here? Why did that blank out on me? Ooh, hasn't done that for a while. Now, there's other researchers who've conducted similar studies to that of Dr. Jones, Hardin B. Jones. Dr. Maurice Fox, biologist from the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, that's MIT, stated that those who refused medical procedures had a lower mortality rate than those who submitted. It was all based on a study completed at the Harvard School of Public Health. So now we jump up 10 years. February 2nd, 1979, the issue of the Journal of American Medical Association published an article by Dr. Fox on the diagnosis and treatment of breast cancer. And based on the studies conducted at the Harvard School for Public Health, Dr. Fox found many things, including complete mastectomy was no better than a simple lump removal. Diagnosis of breast cancer was twice as frequent in 1975 than it was in 1935. And the death rate was also double, meaning no progress had been made in the attempt to cure cancer. But then they weren't really trying to cure it now, were they? A lower mortality rate was found in patients who refused medical procedures than those who submitted to those conventional treatments. Early detection amounted to quicker treatment and earlier death. A team of researchers from Israel, led by Dr. Michael Feldman, conducted a study at the Weizmann Institute in 1978. Then there was an article entitled Failure of Chemotherapy to Prolong Survival in a Group of Patients with Metastatic Breast Cancer. That was published in the British medical journal The Lancet on March 15, 1980, and it stated overall survival of patients with primary breast cancer had not improved in the previous 10 years despite increasing use of multi-drug chemo for treatment of metastasis. Furthermore, there had been no improvement in survival from first metastasis, and survival may even have been shortened in some patients given chemotherapy. Actuarial survival analysis reveals no prolongation in overall survival despite the increased use of multiple drug chemotherapy for this disease. And the report went on to say the survival of 78 patients who received chemo from first detection of metastases, including single-agent chemo, was no better than that of the 80 who did not receive chemotherapy. There was also no improvement in survival for those who received multi-drug chemo, 66 patients. The fact that regressions of breast cancer had no influence on overall survival must reflect the inadequacy of present-day chemotherapy. That was March 15th of 1980, people, 40-plus years ago. Let me share with you, chemotherapy is so lethal that if the liquid is spilled, it can burn right through human flesh. As if being diagnosed with cancer wasn't bad enough, just take a look at what it did to the patient's hands. The burning and scarring was the result of chemotherapy fluid spilling onto a bare hand. The picture, worth far more than 1,000 words, illustrated clearly just how toxic chemotherapy chemicals were. Considering the outer skin of a person is actually better protected than our insides, just think what happens when that fluid is injected into the vein of a cancer patient. And so toxic are the chemicals used in chemo that nurses administering it have to wear personal protective equipment and follow strict security measures in case of any accidental spills of chemotherapy. Spills larger than what's cc's? I don't know. It requires phone calls to 911 and to the Occupational and Environmental Safety Office at OSHA, Almost look like Oreo. Access to the affected area has to be blocked off. The area must be marked with warning signs. Donning the protective coveralls, two pairs of gloves. That's a latex pair for underneath the coveralls and a rubber pair for on top. All from the chemotherapy spill kit. Cleaning up liquids using spill pads, washing the spill area three times, once with hydrogen peroxide, two more times with a strong detergent. If the chemotherapy drug comes in contact with the skin, the eye, airborne particles inhaled at any time during the procedure, they are instructed to go immediately to the emergency room. And so in conclusion, the moment you're diagnosed with cancer, you become worth about $300,000 to the cancer industry. That is, unless you refuse the barbaric conventional treatments that your doctor might offer you, and treat yourself safely, effectively, inexpensively with one or more of the natural cancer cures. Oh, you've seen the evidence. Now you can decide for yourself whether you want to expose yourself to brutal poisons or use substances provided by nature that will heal you without side effects. Copy? Amanda Mary, senior cancer researcher for a publication called The Healing Oracle. Oh, and this was published over 5 years ago. It's posted to drkelly.info. It's on the front page. Chemotherapy shortens lifespan of cancer victims. Hey, I don't go out looking for people who write comic books. Okay, I'm doing a fair amount of research with my limited understanding, but it's got a greater understanding than an awful lot of people have. But that's because of who my teacher was. It doesn't mean I'm going to go out and, you know, practice becoming a cancer surgeon or doctor or whatever the case may be. Here's the interesting thing about it. They talk about doctors, psychiatrists, and all these. They all establish medical practices. I've often wondered about that. Why, if I'm in any kind of a profession, why would I admit to having established a practice? This is my medical practice. Well, what's the matter? Don't you guys ever make it perfect? You're just practicing all the time. Doc's going to get me laughing at that. He says I'm hitting all the notes right on, and it's the unfortunate reality fact of it. These are things that 20-odd years ago, I wouldn't have given this stuff any thought. Till I met this guy, Kelly. You know, this is this so-called anti-Semitic quack. They got to make him look like a nutcase one way or the other. They burned some of his records. There's one set of books, or not books, but things that we so badly like to come across. But I fear that they were burned up in the fire. Oh, he didn't set it. Kelly didn't smoke. And he didn't have fireplaces. Didn't need them. Guy had a real weakness with women, though. Had some real wackadoos around him. I met one of them. What a nutcase. Finally, about 5 months ago, I started getting her emails again after so many years. And I said, why am I on your list? What is your problem? Dr. Nip. She was a doctor. Given what I know, I suppose I could call myself Dr. Bennett. I wouldn't stoop to that. And not meaning to offend you, Doc, because there's doctors and there's freshmen in practices. Unreal. Given our next piece, I'm not going to have time to do it all. So we're going to digress and walk away from it. I've been in touch with my printer because I've been running low on Dr. Kelly's cancer book entitled Victory Over Cancer Without Surgery, Chemotherapy, or Radiation. I've shared with you before, the original title of Kelly's book was One Answer to Cancer. As the book evolved and he expanded his writings, it became no longer a 30-page pamphlet, but it became a nearly 200-page book. It was entitled Dr. Kelly's Do-It-Yourself One Answer to Cancer with Cancer Cure. That's what it comes down to. Do it yourself. Nobody can cure you of anything. You have to make decisions to make necessary changes in your life. And if you begin taking enzymes or whatever the case may be, you've got to ensure that you're taking them every day. Prescribed time, the prescribed numbers. Don't start trying to play doctor. I say that in a very facetious tone of voice, D-O-C-T-A-H. But then those are the ones that come out of New York City, so what do you expect? It's the pronunciation of the word, dear, that's all. We were going to talk about the 21 basic causes and four basic characteristics of cancers, but we're not going to get to that today. We've got just a few minutes left. I want to share with you what's going on, what I've been up to. Some years ago, when my webmaster and I had a long talk, and he decided that our work was becoming way too expansive, he could no longer afford the platform to maintain my websites. Now, he maintained others, including some for himself, etc. But it was becoming unbelievably expensive, so we made some decisions to basically part company, although we're still in touch. His wife was my secretary, and as he came around and started hanging around, she wanted nothing to do with the guy. Well, they eventually rented an apartment together, but she had one bedroom, he had another, and well, time goes by, they got married, they had three kids, and oy vey. I began to do some work. When we closed the, and we had to close the original websites, and transfer. Now, the Kelly site was an easy one because we had built the site on a platform other than his to begin with. So that was a piece of cake. The hard one was federalobserver.com. I had some, I don't know what, 40, 50, 60,000 articles in its archive after just over 7 years. My associate, Louis Turner, who I'm afraid is now deceased, from liver disease, Medicare, Social Security, nobody gave a damn. Go die. That was their attitude. I wound up with a completely coded version of everything that had been on Federal Observer. And I finally have taken some time to begin going through it. I'm pulling out certain things. I'm looking for certain things. It's not that they're not readable, but it's difficult to read. All your HTML coding is there, and once it's onto a website, there's coding that even I don't see, and it's all there. I've begun to go through it, and I'm telling you, I keep scrolling down and down and down, and I delete some things that are absolutely useless to hang on to. Other stuff I do hang on to, maybe I'll go back and look at it later. There have been pieces in there that was published on the original Village of the Damned. Those are all education related. So as I find them, I'm picking them out. I put them into a special place. I begin to work on them a piece at a time. One of them recently, we've begun to make some changes over on Federal Observer. Now, this whole thing started squirrely. I told you during 9/11 weekend or whatever, I shut Federal Observer completely down, stripped it, done some rebuilding. I'm moving some things around. I still have a few things I've got to add back in. But I made this determination this morning, and many of you know I'm an old movie lover. There was a film made during the film noir days of predominantly the 40s. It starred Robert Mitchum, Jane Greer, Kirk Douglas, Rhonda Fleming, and Richard Webb. And the name of the film was Out of the Past. Well, this became a perfect title for me, to open up a category in each of the four existing websites. Metropolis.cafe, DrKelly.info, Morgana Precious Metals, and Federal Observer. Now, I originally was going to call the category Out of the Past, until I grabbed this picture of the poster from Out of the Past, but at the top it said Archive Collection. Well, this is actually a photograph off of a DVD label. And I just said, wait a minute, that's what I'm doing. Out of the Past, the Archive Edition. That's what the category is being called. The first piece I published this morning, and I'm not going to read it to you, but I strongly urge you to go to federalobserver.com. It's the top posting. It's entitled 1323, which basically means that was the 1,323rd article that I had published on the first generation Federal Observer. The name of the article? The Black Challenge. Originally published December 27th of 2001, written by one nefarious gentleman named, and I can't even think of the guy's name. I don't really like the guy. His name, Bill O'Reilly. You know who Bill O'Reilly was. He was then with Fox News. He wrote a syndicated column that showed up on Lou Rockwell. It showed up on Mises, all sorts of places. But he talks about often bad behavior by blacks condoned by whites and other blacks. Excuses are made. Many whites fear being brutally honest with the blacks because they don't want to be branded as racially insensitive. Where have you heard all of this stuff recently? Yeah. It's well worth reading this piece. It's not a particularly lengthy piece. That's the beginning. That was the first piece that I published. Of course, in this article, there was no reference of Al Sharpton. Of course, I had to stick him in here. Why no discussion of the good Reverend Al, baby? We've also done, I think, a little bit of publishing over at Metropolis with one or two new articles. But I've set up four different administrative pages for each, and as I find pieces that will apply, I get there. That's going to be one of the key factors, by the way. Is that the original title will be there, but there will be a number in front of it. And that number specifically spells out the number of that particular article. What I stated in the category description, as time allows, we've been reviewing many previously posted columns and articles from the first generation Federal Observer, which closed its doors at the end of 2008 with in excess of 50,000 published articles. Yet many could have been written today. Others were a forewarning of, as H.G. Wells once wrote, things to come. And so today we return to the days of yesteryear. Or is it Back to the Future? Come on, Marty. Tell me which one it is. Or will we even have a future? Each of our four sites, Federal Observer, DrKelly.info, Metropolis.cafe, and Morgana Precious Metals, each one of them will have posts of this caliber. It is important to go back and look at some of these things. I've actually published at least one on Morgana. Number 1332, The Life of Carlo Ponzi. You've heard of Ponzi schemes, haven't you? Read about Carlo, you'll have a distinct understanding of exactly what's meant. Well, we've tried to give you a little bit of cheer tonight, for a little bit of health along those lines. Thanks for being with us. Be back tomorrow with something I've been working, looking over. That's take care of yourself. With glass lifted on high, I say, to health with you. Good night.
It brings back a memory evergreen. I'm with you once more. under the stars. And down by the shore, an orchestra's playing. And even the palms seem to be swaying when they begin. It again is past all endeavor, except when that tune clutches my heart. And there we are, swearing to love forever and promising never, never to divine, what rapture serene, till clouds came along to disperse the joys we had tasted. And now when I hear people curse the chance that was wasted, I know but too well what they mean. So don't let suddenly know what heaven we're in when they begin the beginning. When they begin the beginning.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.